The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Hey, good girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Welcome to my brother, man, advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy. I'm your middlest brother, Travis McElroy.
And I'm your sweet baby brother and 30 under 30 media luminary, Griffin McElroy.
Did you burp in the middle of your name?
I didn't burp. I got scared by the sound of my own amplified voice. That's never
this
happened.
This is my brother, a trained capuchin monkey. This is like the Chilean miners. We have reemerged here in the beautiful land of Alabama. I haven't been out here since the 70s. Did some things. Us and the Eagles, Steely Dan.
You playing some Candy Crush over there, bud?
No. I'm loading up my notes for the show. I have a lot of notes to mention. So this is a beautiful theater that you people...
This is unprecedented.
Unprecedented. And very, very encouraging. You people have managed to purchase exactly 69% of the seats in this theater. Now, thank you for coming out, but also, you nasty.
You nasty.
How the fuck did you guys coordinate that?
As an artist who makes their living this way, when we saw...
Nice, thank you.
Nice.
As an artist who makes their living this way, obviously, when we saw that 60% of the seats were sold, it's kind of like, oh, man, that's a bummer. Now, when we got to 65 with like 3 days left, we're like, well, let's all pump the brakes a little bit. Let's not go too wild. Maybe we're going to, but you don't even want to say it.
Right. You can't jinx it when you're about to throw a perfect game.
I have to imagine we got to 69%, and then like maybe one of your friends was like, I think I'll go too. And you're like, no!
No!
You slash their tires. Stay at home, Jeremy! You should call Jeremy now, though, and say, now come.
Listen, things got out of hand.
I just waved bye to Dad. I realize that's unprofessional now, looking back on it.
Bye, Daddy.
Bye, Daddy. We love you.
Bye, Daddy.
He doesn't enjoy the show anymore.
It's all about the money for
it's
Clint
It's all
now.
About the money. He got.
We have to pay him an appearance fee.
Yeah. He got his $73, and he is out the door. So this is an advice show.
Yes, traditionally.
Where we take your questions and turn them alchemy-like into wisdom. My son loves watching video game speedruns and boss rushes online.
Yes.
Yeah. He loves the games I play. And recently he has started giving me spoilers for these video games by watching boss rushes when I am gone and then telling me what is going to happen while I'm playing them for the first time. How do I avoid spoilers on games I play? When he gets so excited, he watches ahead and has no filter. That's from Befuddled in Bama. Are you here? Hello?
All right.
So your child has become like the embodiment of like a Nintendo helpline, but if the Nintendo helpline called you.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, is this Steve? Yeah. He has a second form.
Oh, no.
Your child's YouTube. What's up, fam? This is Dylan. Coming at you. Please don't say that to me, Dylan. Please. just Dad is fine. What's up, fam? I guess I am technically your family. I'm your father. Please.
Got all the hot strats for the end of Red Dead Redemption 2. Dylan, no. Dylan?
No.
I'm 20 hours in, Dylan.
The horse did it.
No.
No, Dylan, damn it.
Man, that game's so wild at the end when the horse pulls out a gun.
It looks like this is the end of our journey, Red Dead.
Yeah.
Anyway, fam, don't forget to smash that like and subscribe. God damn it, Dylan! Go to bed!
Don't forget to support me on Patreon. Fuck you!
I buy you dinner and clothes!
Dylan?
So
your son's probably way better than that.
You should be letting your son play the video games while you spoil them for him.
Maybe your son would like to play, so he's just like spoiling them for you, so you'll lose interest.
That's why you got to get into Fortnite. You can't spoil that,
no.
Except unless you tell me, Griffin, you're not going to understand anything sort of culturally relevant for the next sort of couple of years there. How about a Yahoo answer from the Yahoo Answers service? This one was sent in by several people. Thank you, several people. It's an anonymous Yahoo Answers user who I'm going to name Percy, who asks, is it illegal to combine two sauces and sell it as your own creation? Update. Two different sauces. Not much of an update.
It's not even a clarification.
No.
The only additional word is different.
Different.
Like, yes, you could not combine ketchup and call it your own.
Update. Two different sauces. Like, for example, you go buy Newman's Ranch and combine it with Baby Jane's Barbecue and you sell the end result product as your own to a toilet. I'm assuming is who you would sell that to.
Every sauce begins this way. All the great sauces. You take catsup, for example. That was just tomato sauce and also vinegar that they mixed together to get that. You take mayonnaise. That was egg sauce and oil sauce. They blended together to get mayonnaise.
I can't even eat a hot dog without egg sauce on it.
there's only.
Doesn't that sound like a New England thing?
You gotta get egg sauce.
You gotta get egg sauce on your dog.
Oh, you're a nor'easter.
In nor'east, you gotta get a good egg sauce. Get some
bastard. We're in the South. Let's make fun of the North some more.
Get a little side of schmutz.
what if you were watching like Julia Child and she was like, I'm gonna put the oil sauce in the pan. Is that anything?
Is that the really hot plate with the handle on it? I'm gonna put oil sauce.
You know,
in
on the burn box. You know, you put the oil sauce on the hot plate on the burn box.
I'm gonna use square milk. Do you need butter, Julia?
And then I'll put it in my teeth hole.
My teeth hole where the teeth live. Ah.
I don't know the answer to this question.
The thing is at some point, everybody has combined every sauce and called it their own.
Yeah.
There is only one true sauce, and it's like lava. Lava is earth sauce.
The original
It's the
hot
only
sauce.
Natural sauce. It's the only naturally occurring hot sauce.
Yeah. The hottest sauce.
The very, very hot sauce. Pompeii went up, and they were just like, guys, chill. It's just earth sauce.
It's just earth. Mm.
It's just earth.
This could use something.
Earth slathering us up with its delicious sauce. You would go to jail. I think that Newman and his cohorts would do some DNA testing on it.
Right.
Send it to 23andMe and say, like, this is our shit.
Yeah, throw it into a fucking centrifuge.
And yeah.
Separate out the ranch.
Yeah.
This came from our ranch.
Now, what if I so completely stealthed it and I did like Heinz mayonnaise with Cool Whip and I combined those together and then
called it bad Cool Whip.
Not Cool Whip.
Rotten Cool Whip.
What if I
the worst Cool Whip.
Cool Whip and Miracle Whip and I put them together and I just
call it Cool Miracle.
I call it or simply All Whip.
Now, I do like the idea of, like, we added ketchup and mustard and Miracle Whip and basically everything we could grab off the shelf, and it's called All Sauce.
That's called High School Cafeteria Dare.
Yeah.
But if I take mayo and mayo and mix it together, and I'm saying, this is Griffin's new good mayo, it has all the best parts of Heinz mayonnaise and also Miracle Whip, and they're never going to know because I won't say that last part.
This is like, but this is every sauce. Like, every sauce that you dip, like, Tato Slammers in at TGI Fridays. It's like
yes.
Mustard Mayonnaise. Let's get the hell out of here.
I have learned that from watching Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, that it is honestly...
Stop. Stop. Why?
Because sometimes
you're hungover.
It's 2 a.m. in a hotel room, okay. And it's the only thing on. And it honestly is like, well, and the secret ingredient is this big tub of something.
Right. Yeah. He's got this big tub of junk in the back that he won't tell me what it is. It's ketchup and mayo and probably some relish, guy. And sugar.
How about another question from your...
Oh, man, I closed my day.
Yeah,
iPad.
Why did you do... Just one question tonight, gang.
I was so enraptured by your...
Oh, that's going to do it for us. Yeah. I'm getting the light.
I've recently started a mural commission for a guy's Aikido studio. Important clarification from me, the oldest brother, Justin McElroy. This is guy's possessive, not, you know, an Aikido studio for the guys.
The G is also lowercase. This is not Guy Fieri. It's Aikido studio.
Wow, can I just say what a beautiful pronunciation.
Thank you very much. I've been watching a lot of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Also...
Wait, stop the podcast. Why have you been...
He's also, as we all know, a Krav Maga guy, so.
That's why he keeps his eyes on the back of his head.
Exactly.
So he's always ready for the attack.
Yes.
He has two sets of eyes. It's not important.
These are my new Krav Maga fries. You're going to love these things.
Oh, no, Justin broke himself.
I recently started a mural commission for a guy's Aikido studio. I met up once with him already, and within 5 minutes, he started to get out the mats and insist on teaching me some moves. I am but a humble artist. And also, I don't have much interest in wrestling this stranger. How do I get him to stop? That's from the anti-wrestler. Are you here?
All right.
Okay, you don't want to wrestle this stranger, but maybe you want to wrestle a future friend.
All strangers are just people you haven't wrestled yet. That's what my wrestling coach used to say before he went to jail.
How can you expect to paint Aikido when you do not understand Aikido? Or have you even done the base level? What if you go in and your mural is like two cybernetic ninjas stabbing each other? Like, is this anything? Is this Aikido? I couldn't be bothered to learn.
I've only played 30 seconds of Mortal Kombat,
yeah,
so I'm guessing.
That's two Jaxes from Mortal Kombat, friend. You've done a bad job.
Aikido, there's a lot of roles in Aikido. I took two Aikido classes in college, so I'm kind of an expert.
Okay.
I would say, yeah, compared to the other two people on stage with you, you're doing great.
I had to do tiger leaps over some foam pads. It was pretty clear quickly that this was not my martial art because it was sort of an entry-level number of pads that I had to jump over. And I did enter, I did not exit. So my level kind of stayed right there on top of the pads.
I think you gotta somehow, he's throwing down the gauntlet, I feel like. You need to somehow prove the deadliness of your painting abilities. And I'm saying this out loud and realizing now that paintbrushes are not that sort of sharp.
There's plenty of
well,
ways.
When you get them in their fret or like let the paint dry in them, you can fuck somebody up with those.
You could go in the room early and paint a bunch of yourself all over the walls and then just hide in different positions. And when the moment's right, shoot him with a gun.
My only weakness.
Oh, no.
The one thing I can't throw, a bullet.
You could paint a picture of the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to him. And then when he's distracted by that, he's like looking at it, simpering like, oh, my God, my pants really did pop, pop.
Yeah.
You just, that's the sound of you shooting him with a gun.
Yeah.
Sorry, I couldn't think of a way to close the deal.
Yeah, sure.
With art.
Just make sure you submit that invoice first. I have a Yahoo here that I'm so excited about. It was sent in by the delivery man, Seth Carlson. Thank you, Seth. Seth sent in so many bangers. It's from Yahoo Answers user Chris. who's been a member since January 17th, 2019. Just, and I didn't know there were new users to this service. I have to imagine most of them are coming from this podcast. Chris asks, why haven't other animals been as generous as lizards in their evolution?
What?
Animals need to eat other animals to live, but animals need to stay alive. And lizards developing the ability to lose their tail is a good compromise. Lizard stays alive, bird gets yum yum tail.
It's true.
Lizards.
Can't follow the logic.
Lizards are the only nice animals on the planet, maybe? I think so. Discuss.
Okay, I will say that this would remove from me one of my like most common guilt points in life, which is watching any documentary about animals.
Yes.
And like, I always want the animals to survive that's being chased.
If the pig's belly would just fall off and then would regrow
but
naturally.
I think my take on it would change if like you showed like the snake chasing the thing and the thing got away and then you just follow the snake for the next like week as it just got like sadder and sadder about missing. And I'd be like, no, you know what? Next time, I hope that mouse fucking dies.
Yeah.
That's a sad ass snake.
Am I not generous to the animals of Earth with my body? Or do the animals of Earth need to learn to like nail clippings and hair? Because I got that. If you guys want to eat that, I got it.
I like the implication of this question that way, way back in history, a lizard was being chased by a bird. The lizard tucked his tail in and got away and then thought, that was mean.
You know what?
I should have let him eat my butt.
Go on.
You know what? Next time, I'm going to let him eat my
butt.
The
lizard, it feels good for the tail to come off. It's like getting a haircut.
Lose weight?
Because it's got a lot of bad tattoos on it. Yeah. Regrets.
A lot of bad memories with that tail.
It's funny.
And it probably makes a silly noise.
Yeah.
I've never been close enough to find out.
Yeah.
Do you think lizards are ever like, honey, there is so much jelly on your tail right now, and it is really disgusting, attracting a lot of flies. And the lizard's like, what's the point? I could clean it off, but it's just going to fall off here soon.
And they just flex.
I just leave it. Oh, hold on, let me flex my butt to try to get my, try to get my tail.
Slam the door on it.
Hey, honey, do you know any hawks?
What about the neighbors? We haven't had them over for dinner in a while.
Have them come over and eat my butt.
It's only generous. It's the least we could do.
I'm gonna tie the end of my tail to that door, and you gotta just slam it real fast.
Slam it. What about eggs? Right? Chickens lay
eggs. Yes. Okay. Yes.
And you could eat those, right? That's generous.
I'm almost positive lizards lay eggs too, though. So
they still got them one up.
Yes.
Until a chicken's butt can fall off and grow back, it's hard for them to beat lizards.
Tails, eggs, milk. What can't lizards do for us?
Wait, hold on. At least one of those out of their lizard nibbles. Or is that the milk the lizard buys and then gives to somebody else?
Hey, I've got some milk. Use this milk to wash down my butt.
Oh, stuck in your teeth there, friend. I got you.
Where is that? For real, though.
Okay.
Where's the new tail even come from?
One of their arms gets shorter.
It's just... It's like bugs and stuff, right? The lizard will eat bugs and stuff and then make a new tail out of it. So when they...
The same way you make teeth out of cereal and carrots. Right? You eat cereal, carrots, and turn them into teeth.
You know.
Science.
I can't believe you told everybody about my secret breakfast time treat.
You eat a lot of Ritz crackers and Capri Suns, and it turns into wrists. Same thing.
My hair keeps getting longer because I keep eating all this butter.
I just got a new job at a call center here in town. That has a lot of perks, such as a gym. Poor lizards, man. They got it rough, huh? Woof, I never really thought about their plight.
What if their tail comes off and they're like, that was a great tail.
I love that tail.
God damn it.
My Peter Capaldi tail was my favorite. A lot of perks at this new job, such as gym, free meals, and a ton of discounts. Another perk is that we get a fully stocked self-service wet bar that employees can just go to.
What is this place of business?
I don't know. It sounds cool. We'll ask.
A call center?
A call center. A chill call center for laid-back people. It's a stressful job taking calls from pissed-off customers all day, and I just need to know when it's appropriate to go to the well, if you know what I mean. Yeah.
We do.
We do.
You mentioned it a sentence ago.
One sentence. Also, it would help if you could help me dodge the awkward eye contact from my new coworkers. That's from Boozy in Birmingham. Are you here?
Okay.
So you drank.
This one's, we're just going
to
put this
time
into
to
the
dunk.
I'm really glad that
I want to say one thing before we get started. I think it sucks that because of stuff like salad bars, we have to call real bars wet bars.
It does sound like an unfortunate, like you go up like, oh, this is a wet bar.
You know, the one with liquids at it, as opposed to like pizza and dessert pizza, CC's Pizza.
I think it's a very good thing that it is a self-service bar, because otherwise, the idea of like, and now there's just a person in the room where you do work who's not working, but waiting for you to stop working to come over and like, hey, you look thirsty. I'm bored.
We had an experience like this one time.
Oh my God. Can we not say the name of the city? Let's not put them on blast.
Because it was not.
It was incredibly nice.
It was incredibly nice.
Yeah.
They like made us dinner backstage, which that doesn't really happen. So they made us dinner, but they also had, and this is going to sound like kind of schmaltzy at first, but we did not request this. We asked for like Ritz crackers and milk and some beers.
And lizard butts.
Because they're just
laying around.
They did this for everybody, a barista back there making coffees for everybody. But it's just the three of us. And I was also really sick. So it's just like this guy just stands there staring at Travis and Griffin, who by 30 minutes of showtime are like this.
Yeah.
Because of the social anxiety, they want to make this guy feel valued.
He would say across the room like, are you sure you don't want anything? And they're like, yeah.
Are you good on coffee? All right.
They also had a huge record collection and a record player. So then there's the anxiety point there, too, of like, let me put on some cool tunes for my new friend.
And they asked, like, what's a cool record you want to listen to? And I believe Griffin said, whatever you want to listen to.
Hey, do you like? Yeah, sounds great. For sure.
So the thing about this is a trap.
Yeah,
this self-service wet bar. If you walk behind it, you just like fall through a trap door into unemployment.
Yeah. if you upturn one of these bottles, a pink slip falls out. Yeah. It's like, oh man.
Here's a Yahoo that was sent in by the delivery man, Seth Carlson. Thank you, Seth. It's Yahoo Answers user. Holy shit. It's Chris again. It's the same Chris. January 17th, 2019.
Chris, are you here?
It's Chris. Chris asks, what if every cup ever disappeared?
Now wait.
Hold on.
Really think about it. What if every cup ever disappear.
Holy shit.
First thing, soccer and hockey, boring, anticlimactic.
I would also say Last Supper, that's out.
That's gone.
Yeah. Soccer and hockey, anticlimactic. Most other sports where balls travel at high velocities, much more exciting.
Yeah.
Danger, ratchet it up, no cups.
No cup.
See, oh,
I see. All right, that's fun.
Because it's kind of a fun twist on the thing.
Do you think that...
Hunt for the Holy Grail. Over.
Done.
Do we now... Does this mean...
Now it's just called Jesus's cool bowl.
That cool plate Jesus made, probably. Is it a thing of, like, we've never known about cups? Or, like, we all
it's
now
a rapture.
Suddenly...
It's the cup shirt.
It's the cup shirt, yeah.
We knew of them... We knew of them, but if you make a new one, it turns to ash in your hands.
Yes. I think there will be two flashpoints.
Uh-huh.
Much like the rapture, the cupture, there will be two flashpoints. The one will be when I'm drinking my nice red wine over my nice new white linen pants.
And then both of those things aren't true anymore.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then also having to rebuild society when all the cups are gone.
That we can't, so we can no longer make cups. It's not just like
you
cups are gone.
You make a cup, it turns to ash. These are the rules.
So like you would have to just like, if you were at a bar, just like stick your head under the tap. Or just like, ooh, just put taps on the wall, insert a dollar,
Or you're like, I'll have a whiskey straight up and another for my gentleman friend here. And then you just extend both of your hands. I want to do it on the mic just to get a really good clean.
Okay, sure. Did you hear what happened to Susan? It's crazy.
Hey, I just want to tell you, I'm having a really great time tonight. I'd love if we could do this again.
Anyway, here's to Mark and Susan, best friends ever. May their marriage continue on in perpetuity and perfect happiness.
A cheers at that point would just be a very messy high five.
Yeah. And you know, now that he's gone, I just don't know how I'll be able to continue on.
So
I'll have another.
So anyway, I've turned through prayer. I've turned this wine into the blood of Jesus. I'm just gonna clip the end of this Ziploc baggie, and I'll ask you to in turn. Just kind of gerbil style.
If you could not, don't put your lips
to
it.
Don't put your lips on it.
It's cold and flu season.
Yeah. Please, folks, be smart.
Just hold the wafer up, and I'm going to just pump this super soaker and just like get psyched. It's about to get wet and wild up in here.
So, did you need a urine sample?
No!
We didn't.
You look trustworthy.
You're fine.
This is, oh shit, this is the best answer, only answer on here from Cat Lover, who says, that'd be bad. And the asker, fucking Chris, he gave that'd be bad 1 out of 5 stars to asker rating.
I know it'd be bad.
The fucking mad lad, Chris. I love this dude. I'm gonna check his whole history.
Get that full SoundCloud up.
Yeah. Oh, his mixtape's pretty good.
He's asked a lot of questions since January 17th.
Oh, hey. He's been busy. What would it be like if Shrek had a brother?
Yes. Yes. He read my fan fiction. What if he had 2 younger brothers? I think it'd go a little something like this. Come on, fellas.
Would it be illegal to set up Burger King for a lawsuit? Chris, you gotta get that money somehow. Hey everybody, it's Griffin. I'm just gonna go ahead and do this money zone by myself. I'm not scared to do it by myself. A lot of people are saying I seem shaky, I seem nervous because the boys asked me to do this one by myself, but I'm not afraid. I'm so excited and I hope I make you proud of me. My first sponsor that we have is stamps.com. Stampies are little sticky pieces of paper that have fun images on them. And when you put them on your letters and packages and stuff, then it's like a password for the mail people to know that it's good mail, and therefore it deserves to get to the places that it needs to get to. Here's the rough part. Postage rates, they recently went up again, but thankfully Stamps.com can ease the pain with big old discounts off of post office retail sales. They have all the services of the U.S. Postal Service, and they put them right at your fingertips. You can buy and you can print these little sticky guys for any letter, any package, any class of mail using your own computer and printer. Stamps.com saves you money. They give you postage discounts you can't get at the post office, including 5 cents off every first class stamp. That junk adds up. So, yeah, stamps.com is very, very helpful if it's, you know, the snowpocalypse wherever you live. If winter has come like a Game of Thrones, then you don't want to leave the house. You got to get your stamps.com. Right now, our listeners can get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. See for yourself why over 700,000 small businesses uses stamps.com. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in my brother. That's stamps.com. Enter my brother, all one word. Also want to tell you about Squarespace. Squarespace is the coolest shape zone that I can even think of. And if you go to it, then they're going to help you make a great website.
We've used it to make countless websites, some goofy and fun, like a fun joke. But even when they're fun jokes, they look very pretty and beautiful and sexy. And that's what Squarespace does. They let you make websites you can use to showcase your work or announce an upcoming project or special project or upcoming event or special event. And you can promote your physical or online business. You can sell stuff using e-commerce functionality. They got world-class designers making, just cranking out fucking, constantly cranking out these customizable, beautiful templates. And they got analytics. And do they have search engine optimization? That's like asking if they have 24/7 award-winning customer support. Because yes, is the answer to both of those. Think it, dream it, make it with Squarespace. Go to squarespace.com/mybrother for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use the offer code mybrother, all one word, to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Oh, hey, we just announced also that we're going to be doing some live shows coming up in April. We are going to be doing Taz and a Bim Bam in that order on April 2nd and April 3rd in San Jose. And then April 4th, we're going to be bringing my brother, me to Salt Lake City. And we're very, very excited to get out there. We haven't been to either of those places before, and we're going to get there, and we're going to do our sick, twisted brand of goofs and probably get kicked out of town by the cops because of how sick and twisted it is. City Council is going to vote to kick us out because of how just fucked up it's going to be. But yeah, you can find the links to those at McElroy.shows. And we hope that you come out and see us. We'll have all the ticket links there. We are going to put them on sale Friday, February 15th at 10 a.m. local time. There's not going to be a pre-sale this time. So 10 a.m. local to whichever city you want to go to. This Friday, February 15th, is when tickets are going to go on sale. And yeah, keep an eye out, and we'll have stuff up on the website probably by tomorrow or so. So again, Salt Lake City, San Jose, come on out. Thanks to everybody else who came out to our shows in Birmingham and New Orleans. We had a fucking amazing time. Thank you all so much for your hospitality. And yeah, I hope we can get out to more places soon. And I think that's it. Thanks to Maximum Fun for having us on the network. Go to MaximumFun.org. Check out all the great shows there. They got shows like Friendly Fire. They got shows like Beef and Dairy Network. They got shows like One Bad Mother and a bunch more at MaximumFun.org. Again, we have other stuff at McElroyShows.com. Again, we got other stuff at McElroy.family. I think I said the old web address earlier. I'm still getting used to it. Growing pains. This is why I shouldn't be trusted to do this by myself. And thanks to John Roderick and the Long Winters for the use of our theme song. It's a departure off the album Putting the Days to Bed. It's real good stuff. Okay, here's the rest of the episode. We'll be back with a regular episode next week, so we'll talk to you then. Bye.
Greetings. I am Plek Dexsetter, contacting you from the Zik Squadron, which is, frankly, sort of crappy, but I'm here on a heroic mission with my trusty crew, C-53.
Heroic feels like an exaggeration.
Okay, part. Sure. And Security Officer Dar.
Plek, don't put me in your stupid recording.
Well, and we're all traveling aboard our trusty starship, the Bargerian Jade. Bargie.
What? Sorry. I'm awake.
It's fine.
I was just flying while asleep.
Hey there, this is Alden Ford. I play Plek, and we are so excited to announce that our podcast, Mission to Zix, is now part of the Maximum Fun Network. Our third season launches on Max Fun on March 20th. Binge seasons 1 and 2 right now. That's Mission to Zix, ZYXX.
Oh, man. I love Chris. Hey, you want to say something?
Yeah, I'd love to.
From your iPad?
Yeah, I'll say something from my iPad. Do you have a Yahoo you want to do?
Here's one from Chris, who asks, are you not going to interrupt me on this one?
I just asked for a Yahoo.
Oh, okay. I'll read another Yahoo. Okay. Here's one sent in by the delivery man, Seth Carlson. Thank you, Seth. It's an anonymous Yahoo Answers user who asks, are you going to interrupt me or not?
No.
I was just making that up. I thought for sure you were going to jump in and interrupt
I'm
me.
I'm so uncomfortable.
All right. No, this no, one was sent in by...
You,
this
if
one
you
was...
think I'm going to do it, I don't feel anything.
Okay, sure. Moira sent this one in.
Thank you. No, you messed me up.
There's no rhythm.
No, there's no rhythm. I'm soloing. I gotta start over. Fuck.
It's rubato.
I wanna munch. Want too much. Started way too high. This is a Munch Squad. It's a podcast within a podcast. About the latest and greatest in fast food innovation. I had several sort of lined up for the hometown crowd here in Alabama. And this one is a late entry from Wendy's. Wendy's, I feel like it's been a little while since Wendy's.
Yeah, we don't often get Wendy's.
Haven't
on
been
Munch
up
Squad.
With their, but Wendy's beefs up menu.
So I need you to say that word again, but way slower.
Wendy's.
Got that word?
Beefs up menu.
Okay.
Because beef with three new burgers. Wendy's. God, this one really hurts. Hang in there with me, okay? We're going to get through it together, and we're not going to get depressed, okay? We all promise that right now, okay? We're going to have fun after this, but we do have to get through it, okay? Let's all take our medicine. And remember that a person, in much the same way that you're a person, wrote this. I need a sip. Hold on. Wendy's new made-to-crave menu unlocks a whole new world of cheeseburgers. Made with unforgettable flavors that take craveability to its peak, period, end of sentence. One more time, because I think whoever invented language, if they heard this one, they'd be like, I'm just gonna go to the park. Wendy's new made-to-crave menu unlocks a whole new world of cheeseburgers. Made with unforgettable flavors that take craveability to its peak. The new...
There have been some really craveable substances on Earth before this.
Yeah, it's at its peak. The new Made to Crave line introduces a trio of cheeseburgers to the fresh, never-frozen beef family. Sauce-em bacon cheeseburger, peppercorn mushroom melt, and barbecue cheeseburger.
Did you say sauce-em?
Well, Travis, this time I said sauce-em, because it's S-apostrophe-A with some sauce-em. Okay, shut up. Everybody, shut up. Let's face it.
We've been in denial for too long.
If nobody else is gonna fucking say it, I'll fucking say it.
Let's face it, everybody. Foodies want maximum craveability.
Oh, my bones.
And quickly get hooked on the deliciously different flavors Wendy's is known for bringing to the table. Deliciously different is capitalized. Bringing to the table, but sometimes these on-trend flavors are offered for a limited time. So what? Why did you bring me here, Dave?
This was written by DeepMind. This was written by a machine learning program. This one scrolled through the QSR web. Uh-oh.
Fuck this fucking thing. I think someone's trolling me, honestly. The new, now Made to Crave offers the same deliciousness as an exclusive menu item, but is here to stay.
What the
so
fuck?
You can have, let me finish so you can have flavor for days. Specifically Monday through Sunday, all year long. I'm not gonna read it all together. Let's face it, foodies want maximum craveability and quickly get hooked on the deliciously different flavors Wendy's is known for bringing to the table. But sometimes, these on-trend flavors are offered for a limited time. Now, Made to Crave offers the same deliciousness as an exclusive menu item, but is here to stay. So you can have flavor for days, specifically Monday through Sunday, all year long.
I love how that whole paragraph is written with a tone of voice of, is this what you want? Does this make you happy? We don't know anymore.
The image of somebody taking a bite out of a very wet hamburger and then saying out loud, "This is so delicious. It must be from June only." No. You're telling me this is available year round?
This is year round.
I would like to eat this Monday through Sunday every day of the year.
It's Monday through Sunday every day of the year. So Thursday? Yeah! I crave this immediately.
I have a quote from Kurt Kane, Wendy's executive vice president.
I thought for fucking sure you were going to say from Kurt Cameron.
My spiritual dad, Jesus, made these burgers.
And it's awesome.
The shape of this burger disproves evolution.
The shape of this word proves the devil exists because sawsome was spoken by a human tongue. Quote, "There's a reason we named the new menu line Made to Crave," said Kurt Kane, "because it's true."
Okay.
But who makes a new cheeseburger line and it's like, "We don't want these to be craved.
No one will want this.
These hamburgers are so undeniably good that Made to Crave is being integrated as part of our everyday menu."
But that's just putting new things on a menu.
No, you stupid idiot. They're making craveable options peak flavorability for foodies like you to renjoy all fring dong.
Yeah.
None of it means anything.
Now they're going to have to train all their employees when somebody's like, "Yeah, let me get a 5-piece of chicken nuggets." And then the employees just have to say, "You fucking idiot. Are you sure?
Are you sure?
It's not peak craveability, you dummy."
The sauce and bacon cheeseburger.
No, you did say bacon.
You're welcome. Peppercorn, mushroom melt, and barbecue cheeseburger are individually crafted and available every day so you can indulge in the flavors you want when you want them. How wild would it be if the inverse were true? You can indulge the flavors you want when we decide you're damn good ready for it.
Can I have the sauce of it? No.
Has baby been a good boy? I don't know, Dave.
I guess,
Dave. What do you mean, bud?
I don't need to read the descriptions of all the things, but I do want to close with the opening line.
You're not going to explain to me what sawsome is?
It's a lot, just much ketchup.
It's got a windy side of sawsome sauce lathered between a warm and fluffy premium bun. There's some meat and shit, too. I just skipped to the end.
What kind of raggedy dog-ass buns have you been feeding us this whole time, Dave?
Okay, here's the opener for the description of the barbecue cheeseburger, because I know you read that and you're like, "What the fuck could that be?" Wendy's has long understood what makes barbecue taste so great.
It has done nothing with this information, but we know it.
You fucking braggarts. You know, you like barbecue, but you probably don't know why it tastes so great, but we do. Fuck off. Wendy's has long understood what makes barbecue taste so great. Now, the barbecue cheeseburger finds that backyard balance of sweet and heat with a touch of smoke. So Wendy's knew, but they didn't want to share it with you, the consumer, until you were damn good and ready for it.
But that also kind of sounds like Wendy's is someone who just tasted barbecue for the first time and said, "You know what makes this good? Sauce."
Mm. You know, I think the secret is the sauce.
I think the sauce is what makes barbecue good.
Hey, is this mayonnaise? No, Dave, it's not. It's barbecue sauce. Oh, shit. That's the secret, right? Oh, it was right in front of me the whole time. Anyway, I'm going to tell my kids about this. And maybe they'll action the information.
I did my will that they can't act on it for 20 years.
Right.
Yes.
Bury the secret. Too fucking craveable.
The world's not ready.
We're not ready. We don't have enough locations. They'll burn us down. Like when those dorks couldn't get that special sauce at McDonald's. We don't need that. We don't need one of those scenarios. Saw some. They're lifting the building up and carrying it to the river. They don't even know what saw some sauce is.
I'm a real
sheep. They're throwing us in the river.
As soon as you started chanting, I, like the sheep I am, just joined in the chant.
Yeah,
I just love chanting.
It was amazing to watch that happen.
Welcome. How quickly I was there.
It's a human.
Do you want a Yahoo?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. This one is sent in by the delivery man, Seth Carlson. Thank you, Seth. It's Yahoo Answers user. They're anonymous, so I'm going to call him Dave asks, how can I make a 2004 Honda Accord sexy as shit? How are they allowed to... They've used like a special eye, so the Yahoo Answers filter didn't get them.
There's a
put some boobs on it.
Travis says,
put some breasts.
Put some boobs on that 2004 Honda Accord.
Why not? Why not do that? I ask.
I can think of a few reasons.
Aerodynamics.
Aerodynamics is not chief among them.
No, it's a big. That's what truck nuts are all about, right?
Yeah.
Trying to make it sexy.
I don't know that anybody has ever looked at any nuts and been like, that looks good to me.
Damn.
I'm pretty sure they're just kind of there.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure when someone hangs truck nuts on their car, they're not like, now people want to have sex with my car.
You guys need to read some more of my car's fan fiction.
If we have not talked about this before, I will eat my shoe on stage. How do you make a 2004 Honda Accord sexy as shit?
Who is the car trying to seduce? I guess that's the question.
That's the problem, right?
You gotta cover all your bases. Truck nuts. Yabos, like Travis has suggested. Pictures of, you know, Lola Bunny from Space Jam. Wait. That's it!
I will say that did get the biggest reaction from our audience of everything we've said so far.
Just those three things. Covers the gamut.
And teach it Taekwondo.
What's that?
And teach it Taekwondo.
Okay.
And teach it Taekwondo. Because that's something
like
a lot of people find very
The other
attractive.
Three things. A picture of Justin doing a spin kick.
Not me. Just like teach the car Taekwondo. Or how to play guitar. Cars can't play guitar. There's no way that makes sense.
We're being redundant. This thing's got Lola Bunny in it. Let's go.
Is Lola Bunny in the car?
Yeah, I'm going to go cash the checks right now.
So you get in the car and Lola Bunny's just sitting in it?
Yeah.
But how? Are we in a cool world scenario?
I'm so glad you've asked. No.
So then, how?
This is a fucking joke podcast, Travis. We weave magical fantasies.
Let the boy have his tapestries. Please, Travis. Hey, we got to do audience questions.
We have a handful of audience questions picked out. We're going to call you down by name and seat number. And can we get house lights turned up? Because I do not know where the microphones are. I see there's
one right there.
Hi.
Hello. I got really scared for a second that you weren't going to say anything.
Yeah, what's up? What's your name?
Douglas.
Hi.
So my husband thinks he's allergic to corn.
Okay.
Is he?
Wait, are you asking us? Damn, Douglas.
Okay, wait.
Damn.
Are you saying that this is a completely untested theory that your husband has?
Well, let's not fucking risk it if he's living a corn-free life.
No, the food.
At this point, probably he has not built up the tolerance to corn.
Yeah.
Douglas, the facts are these.
The floor is yours.
Oh, okay.
We don't know the facts.
Vis-a-vis corn allergens.
So he's been having a hard time sleeping at night. And
and you think corn will make it easier for him to sleep?
Well, he traced it first to... He was the nights that he had a hard time sleeping, he would eat a whole bag of Doritos.
And hold on. Somebody, and I don't want to know who, because I will bring the wrath of God down on whoever, which one of the two. Your first thought was the vegetable that went into these must be bad. Yeah, can't fault you there.
So he stopped doing that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And
stopped eating Doritos late at night.
An entire bag before bed?
Yes. An entire bag.
Probably in the bed, under the covers where you can't see and God can't either.
Okay.
So then it shifted to on taco night, he then started having trouble sleeping. And he cited the corn tortilla chips.
I mean, that's some Dr. House shit right there. I can't.
Yeah. Douglas, first off, why is it that when we eat pretty much every meal, it's dinner, but when we have tacos, it's a day? You notice that? Anyway, that's my 5 minutes, everybody. Thanks.
That's my time. They're giving me the light.
Douglas, I think that your husband should eat some corn. And I don't mean tacos, okay? And I don't mean Doritos.
No, here's what you got.
Like, if I was going to test and see if I'm allergic to potatoes, I wouldn't eat Pringles.
Yeah, I would just maybe try this one. Corn.
Or.
Because it's possible that your husband is just allergic to being flavor blasted.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Travis has the right. Take the Doritos, run them under some sink water for a little bit, then
now
force feed them to him because he's not going to want to eat them. They're going to look real bad. Yeah. It's going to be a real spoonful of sugar situation to get those wet guys down. So
maybe
hopefully
just try corn.
Yeah, just try corn also could do it. Does that help?
We did, and he still came to this conclusion.
Okay.
Oh, no, wait, hold on.
What kind of reaction did your husband have from the straight, pure from the source?
Uncut corn.
Uncut corn.
He just couldn't sleep that night.
Okay.
Now, when you say couldn't sleep, was he having them corn worries?
Yeah.
Because sometimes I get them corn worries real bad, and I can't sleep either.
Travis gets the pain in his corn worries.
I get them corn worries going.
Get a knock on my phone at 3 in the morning, and it's my brother telling me he's got them darn corn worries. Yeah. Trav and I got them corn worries
keeping me awake, troubling my brain with them corn worries.
And make his body sick. Them corn worries.
Oh, I got them corn troubles deep down in my belly guts.
Yeah, corn worries.
Oh, in the heart of my soul, feeling them corn worries. Troubling me.
Troubling his dreams.
Troubling me right back.
Oh no, everybody left. Douglas, does that help? Thank you.
Thank you.
That is the least actionable thing we've ever said on this show.
Hello.
Hello.
Who are you?
I am Cody.
Hi, Cody. What's your question?
How do I get my dad to stop buttering his toast with his fingers?
Now, that was the one sentence you sent us. Are there no additional details?
There's gotta be other details.
Guys, hold on, devil's advocate. What the fuck else do we need to know?
Wait, is it country crock?
No,
what does your dad say when you're like, a knife?
Apparently people can be allergic to corn by just not sleeping. Maybe the dad's allergic to knives.
Most people are allergic to knives if you think about it.
My only weakness.
Julius Caesar wasn't like, how did you know? Hey, Cody, though, for real, why? Why does it happen like
this? Answer for your dad's crimes, Cody.
I think he just doesn't want to do dishes.
All right, now your dad's my fucking absolute dog, yes!
God gave us plates and knives.
And cups.
And forks.
Can I say something? I respect this. I do, because I hate that. When I make toast for my daughter every morning, and there's like one thing that the knife does, and then it has to go in the sink for that? Just good old butter? That didn't hurt nobody.
Just butter don't give no one worries.
My friend butter?
Hey, nah. One thing you could try is give your dad spray butter. Because that tastes...
He just sprayed on his fucking fingers. He likes the feel of it now.
What about Wolverine claws?
Wolverine claws.
Now he's got the knife baked in.
Cody, I once watched my dad put butter on a Pop-Tart, so I guess what I'm saying is It could be worse.
Yeah. Your dad could be our dad.
Your dad could be our dad. That's perspective.
So count your blessings.
Count your blessings. Does your dad... Is it, hey, we should have asked earlier, is your dad nasty? I know nobody likes to wonder whether or not their folks are nasty, but there comes a day when everyone must look in that deep, dark, truthful mirror and say, do I have nasty folks?
You got a nasty dad?
You got a nasty dad? You can tell me, Cody. It's just us.
Yeah. Everybody plug your
close
ears.
Close your ears.
Close your ears, everybody. Cody's going to tell me he's got a nasty dad. Yeah. Hey, folks, don't close your ears. You paid a lot of money for these tickets.
You deserve to find out if Cody's dad is nasty or not.
Yeah.
Cody, expose your dad.
Show us your dad.
Cody?
Nasty.
Oh, he's nasty.
Okay.
There's no fixing nasty, Cody.
There's
no fixing
that.
Does that help?
You've helped me, Cody. Thank you.
Thank you, Cody.
You and your nasty dad.
Okay.
Final question. Hello.
Hey, my name's Renee. I use she, her pronouns.
Thank you.
Hi Renee.
Renee, yes.
Hello, Renee.
Hello. So I work at a summer camp in upstate New York. And my first summer there, we were getting all the cabins ready. And I noticed that there were just coffee cans in all the cabins. So I asked my boss what they were for. And he told me that they're in case a bat gets in the building at night, we have to catch it with the coffee can. And I thought he was kidding, and he's not. This is in line with, like, CDC requirements. So we didn't have any bats the first summer, but I'm going back the next summer. So I would like some assistance because I need to know how to catch the bat with just the coffee can and, like, 10 or so 11-year-olds. Because if I cannot catch the bat...
Yeah. You've come to the right place.
Everyone in the room has to go on rabies medicine, and I don't want that.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
You should quit.
Yeah.
That's the highest stake job I've ever heard.
Yeah.
And my sister-in-law is a doctor.
Sorry, did you say the CDC requires it?
Yeah, the CDC suggests even if a bat, like, swoops by your head, you should get rabies.
Oh, okay, I thought you said the CDC suggested... It's chill, keep a coffee can.
My understanding is the state of New York requires that, so.
Do you know there's better things to catch things they make nets?
They've chosen a device, the aperture of which is about bat-sized. What they've given you is a fucking carnival game.
You're playing fucking mini golf with bats.
Oh, man.
Get the 10-year-olds together. Tell him that the bat knows where to go play Fortnite. And then your job is done. Those little bastards will be flying around the room.
Fill the coffee can halfway up with lizard tails. Bat flies in. Bonk.
You could lure the bat. What does the bat crave? Fear? Yes. Bugs? Yes.
The Joker.
The Joker. Could you fill... Batman. Love it.
Okay. He did say the bat, and I only know one.
Could you fill the jar with bugs, and just he goes into the jar?
I mean, hypothetically, yes.
What about just a sign on the front door that says "Bugs are outside"?
That's good, but it has to be
in bat.
It has to be it has to be bumpy, so they can read it with echolocation.
Yeah.
Raised letters.
Raised letters. So important.
No. They don't have any bugs in there. I know, because I yelled at it.
I yelled at it real good with my voice ears.
Get a fake bat and nail it to the wall. And then when the bat comes in, just point at it. That's you. I did that. You're next.
Is there an animal on Earth that, when you look at Google pictures of it, looks so cute, but then when one just shows up, it's the worst shit in the whole fucking world?
Babies.
Woof, woof, woof.
Rough stuff.
I love my daughter very much.
Yeah, put that shit on a fucking Hot Topic t-shirt. Let's start flinging them.
Renee, does that help?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Renee.
Folks, this has been so fun. Birmingham, you are I'm going to go ahead and say it, a hoot, if I may.
This
and you know what? And a holler.
I could get used to this wild Alabama energy. This is very good.
And hey, just for laughs, if 400 of you wanted to come kick it in New Orleans, we would love to have...
We could probably get like a caravan, some kind of like car sharing thing going. It'll be fun. If you already have tickets for the New Orleans show, just turn to someone to your left or right and say, what it come with?
Unless, let us check what percentage we're at. Because if we can pull off the Grand Prix and get all three, thank you to John Roderick and the Long Winters for the use of our theme song. It's a departure off the album putting today's to bed. Thank you to Sawbones and Schmanners for crushing it.
Thank you to all of our wives and families without whose permission we would not be here.
Permission's a weird...
I know. I started the sentence and then I couldn't... Without whose blessing?
Worse.
Worse. Okay. Doing a bad
They're
job.
Not priests.
Thank you to Paul Saborin.
Thank you to Paul Saborin.
We can all agree on that. Thank you to Amanda, who helps us put shows together.
Yes, Amanda. Thank you to CAA. And thank you to this beautiful, beautiful theater and the people who had us here to do a show. It's been super fun. Thank you.
Every week on My Brother and Me, my brother Griffin reads a final Yahoo that we think about, and then we come back to the next day to discuss it. We will be doing that now.
Sam.
Oh, wait, we almost forgot. The posters.
The posters. Holy shit. Posters. Please get the posters there.
I just say I did those. They're so fun. I really love them.
Yes.
Here it comes from Sam. Thank you, Sam. It's Yahoo Answers user Kevin who asks, does peanut butter make boys bigger?
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
It's my brother, me, kids, your dad, squirrel.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture. Artist owned.
Listener supported.
Since the dawn of time, screenwriters have taken months to craft their stories. But now, three Hollywood professionals shall attempt the impossible. Break a story in 1 hour.
That's right. Here on Storybreak, I, Freddie Wong,
Matt Arnold,
and Will Campos,
the creators behind award-winning shows like Video Game High School,
have 1 hour to turn a humble idea into an awesome movie.
Now, an awesome movie starts with an awesome title.
I chose The Billionaire's Marriage Valley.
Mine was Christmas Pregnant Paradise.
Okay, next we need a protagonist.
So I've heard Wario best described as Libertarian Mario.
And of course, every great movie needs a stellar pitch.
In order to get to heaven, sometimes you gotta raise a little hell.
That's the tagline!
Check out Storybreak every week on MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.